This presentation has three parts to it. First, we'll talk about some nomenclature and a key dichotomy that will structure this presentation. Then we will consider the consequences for the sponsor principal based on the type of agreement that he or she might sign. And then finally, we'll examine some issues attending the removal or departure of the sponsor principal from involvement with the company. So to part one, nomenclature and a dichotomy. The capital partner is the money partner. The sponsor partner is the developer. The sponsor principal is the person who controls the sponsor partner. And then the company is the entity, usually an LLC these days, that is owned by the capital partner and the sponsor partner. And then the project refers to the real estate that is owned by the company. So here's the dichotomy that I mentioned. On the left side, you'll see debt, and on the right side, you'll see equity. Real estate preferred equity investments are governed by agreements that sometimes have characteristics that make them much more debt-like, and then sometimes governed by characteristics that make them much more equity-like. Most of them, of course, fall somewhere in that grayish area, but there are certainly some that tend towards extremes. In my experience, usually toward the debt extreme. In this presentation, I'll refer to agreements at the debt end of the continuum as preferred equity agreements, and then agreements at the equity end of the continuum as joint venture agreements, and then I'll refer to those two types of agreements collectively as real estate capital investment agreements.